Perhaps some of the most consoling words in all of Scripture we hear today from St. Paul when he says, "We know that all things work for good for those who love God." The words of the angel the night our Lord Jesus Christ was born come to mind when he says, "Peace to those of good will." He does not say peace to those who do everything right, but peace to those in the midst of all their faults and failures are trying to do the right thing. And that is those who love God. And a conversation comes to mind that I had with a woman one day, a woman who has a great love for God. She said, "Father, I've never told anybody this in my life, but I feel like I'm supposed to tell you. Years ago, I had an abortion. It has caused me the greatest sorrow and shame in my life. And yet, Father, though this will sound strange, I look back and I am so thankful that our Lord allowed me to fall." She said, "Don't get me wrong, if I could go back, I would never do that again. But I look back and God brought the greatest good into my life from that fall. It was the beginning of my conversion. I came to know our Lord Jesus Christ from that event in my life." She said, "I believe my little boy," and she's confident it was a boy. She said, "I believe my little boy began to intercede for me immediately. And I now have the most profound relationship with him. I call upon him every day of my life. I think he's the one that's going to get me and my husband, his father, and his siblings to heaven." St. Augustine one time said, quoting this line, he said, "We know all things work for good for those who love God." And he said, "All things, even our sins." Because our Lord Jesus Christ is the Redeemer, and the greater the evil, the greater the good he can bring from it. And I close with these words of Archbishop Fulton Sheen. Someone one time asked him, "Looking back at your life," this is at the very end of his life, "do you have any regrets?" He said, "I cannot say that I do. But if you asked me if I could go back, would I do anything differently? I would say this. I would try to love God more."